Phoneboy Speaks, episode 907, The 10,000 Step Rule. So how many steps should we walk a day? Now, the conventional wisdom is 10,000 steps, is that that's what you should do. But where did that number come from? Well, it came from Japan in the 1960s, I think. The link in the show notes, of course, to the article that explains all of this. But it does kind of point to it was sort of a general issue about health advice, right? And I've done a couple of podcasts on it recently, but often what works for one person doesn't work for another, and doesn't take into account all of the different possible circumstances or whatever. I mean, if you are, if you can't walk, 10,000 steps is probably impossible. If you walk, or if you already walk 10,000 steps, then, doing 10,000 steps probably doesn't help you. I think on days where I don't go take a walk, I'm probably in the 3,000 to 4,000 range. And so, by going, 9 or 10,000 steps, I'm doubling what I would normally do for walking. So therefore, probably 10,000 steps for me might be okay. Although my doctor seems to think that, I should probably try and step it up a little bit, just to try and lose weight. My weight has kind of plateaued, but in any case, this is the 10,000 number is, it's one of those things. It's a nice round number. And yes, it had a certain number of assumptions behind it that probably aren't accurate today. And don't take into account personal circumstances. So, maybe 10,000 is, good starting point, but, it's like with everything. You should probably figure out what your baseline is. Just how much do you move around on your own, without having to, do anything extra, right? And then you figure out, okay, well, how much can I add to it? And so, I aim to, walk probably about an hour for about 4 days a week. And, in some days, I'll do yard work or something, and that'll be more than an hour for sure. So, but, I try and get out 3 or 4 times a week and walk for an hour. And, I feel good when I do it. So and I don't know that it's helping me lose weight or anything. It's, just the amount of calories I burn doing it's probably not that substantial. I probably do better trying to maybe eat a little bit less. And so, of course, I'm trying to tweak my diet a little bit, but it's a challenge. And I say, with all of this diet stuff, it really comes down to personal things. You have to try it and see if it works. And this, again, getting up and moving and, improving how much you move is, in any manner is going to be helpful, right? I mean, whether you should get to 10,000 steps or not, it's probably going to be based on you more than anything. It seems to work for me, but again, that's just me, it's a magic number, so to speak, but maybe not as magic as, as it is. Everything's personalized, and you just have to say that, maybe 10,000 isn't for you, but get a baseline before you start trying to do 10,000 steps and see where you're at, and then, maybe add some more to that and see how much more you can do. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.